It happens to all of us. We've all experienced this moment, that powerful second in time, after years of walking through the desert, lost, disoriented, thirsty, and alone, losing our breaths, our patience, and our sanity, wondering if this may become a permanent force running our lives, questioning if we've done anything to deserve it, speculating if we're the ones keeping ourselves in it, resigned to the reality that our hopelessness may be permanent, getting used to things not going our way because they simply haven't for so long. Surrendering to pessimism, giving in to cynicism, even laughing at our own misfortunes. Looking for explanations that give us some sort of reassurance that our lives are not any less complicated than the ones of those around us, because it really feels that way sometimes. Losing faith that the paradise we so clearly envision when we close our eyes is ever going to come to us. And right before our fortune turns around, the second before everything finally changes, things don't get better. They get worse. And worse and worse. The small remnants of predictability begin to crumble. The cynicism finally takes over. Of course it's gonna get worse. That's how it works, right? Of course things are gonna blow up in my face, because that's what they always do, is it not? Right before everything changes, it feels like everything is about to go to hell. But then the rules of our lives change unexpectedly, from one second to the next. It's like somebody flicked a switch. Good fortune explodes all over your face. And right before that explosion, the millisecond when you realize the big rewards are gonna slap you silly and you won't be able to stop them, it becomes clear that all those challenges and sorrows that seem to drown you during your times of adversity were perfectly planned seeds of future abundance. Every single one of those catastrophes helped you walk closer to this beautiful synchronicity of perfection. All of those incredible gifts you couldn't have even imagined, let alone fantasized about, have been born directly out of all that shit. That shit was nothing but seeds. Seeds that would eventually bloom into something incredible. They had to be planted where they were planted. They had to be watered the way that they were watered. And although the process felt confusing and wrong and deeply upsetting, they were exactly what you needed to have all this good stuff finally come into your hands. They were what had to happen so you could experience those beautiful memories. And because you've been deprived of good things for so long, you just feel them more powerfully than you've ever felt anything else before in your life. You appreciate them in a way that you could never have appreciated them before. You're grateful for them in a way that you've never been able to. And you finally figure out just how valuable they really are. Life makes sense. And so does everything you've ever been through. Now let me tell you something. You either remember this moment already, or you're about to come into another very, very soon. Or both. Because at the end of the day, life is a constant cycle moving you away from and closer to those magical moments every few years. So if you've been through one of these already, a few years ago perhaps, you're right about to head back into another. And if you don't remember any, chances are your first is just around the corner. Whatever you're up against, wherever you are, you can be sure that this moment is gonna hit you just as hard as it hit every lucky and blessed person you've ever had the pleasure of knowing, or seeing on television, or hear about through the grapevines of history. These moments do happen, and they do happen to all of us, and they will happen to you too. We all deserve them, and so do you. It's just one of the many laws of this universe we live in. Life is cyclical. Everything changes. We don't get to hold on to anything forever, and our time on this earth is a constant battle of gaining and losing valuable things, over and over and over again. And we all have the strength, and the character, and the grace to face all the adversities the universe may throw our way. This law is gonna work for you, as it has worked for everybody else. You're wrong if you think you've never experienced something like this before. You absolutely have. Maybe the scale wasn't quite as large. Maybe the moment it was cloaked by certain obstacles you were still facing, but you've definitely experienced it before. I know you have. And you're coming into another very, very soon. Remember this moment. Hold it in your mind and keep it there. Where were you? What did you have to celebrate? How happy did you feel in that millisecond when you were finally rewarded? Connect with that memory. Hold it in your mind and don't let it go. Filtered down to the millisecond when you realized that you were in for some incredible things and you were not going to be able to stop them. If you can connect with that memory, or at least surrender to the knowledge that what I'm saying is true, and you have absolutely nothing to worry about right now, you're gonna finally understand that you don't need to forget this truth ever again. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you're standing. It doesn't matter how hard you may be struggling. Your good times are always just around the corner. You can keep this knowledge in the back of your mind from now until you die. You can do it. And you can remember every day that no matter how bad things get, your good fortune is gonna come back to you in due time. It's just a fact. Take that fact and keep it in the forefront of your consciousness from here on out. Let it be the antidote to those obsolete fears and anxieties and worries and feelings of sadness that come with wondering if life is out to get you or if you're just extremely unlucky. Forget all that. As easily as you can forget about the possibility that a power outage is gonna last forever, you can forget about this. Your power is coming back. Your good times are coming back. It's an inevitability. You're not gonna be struggling like this forever. Good fortune is gonna come back into your life. Eventually. And do you want to know a secret? There's something you can do to make it come faster. It's something very simple. It doesn't take a lot of effort. You can do it today. You can do it after you finish listening to this audio. You make yourself happy first. You find things around you to be grateful for. You identify all the ways in which you're blessed. And you believe, firmly believe, without any doubt or hesitation, that something wonderful is about to happen in your life very soon. You do that, and really, really do that. You obliterate any doubt, any fear, any anxiety simmering in the back of your mind. Right now, you are going to be bringing that good luck into your own personal universe within seconds, and you'll see the evidence too. Never let the cycle of change and growth and pain and deliverance shake your core. When the shit hits the fan, and you can be sure that it will, you'll live it, you'll learn from it, you'll roll with the punches, and you'll emerge victorious. But you will never again lose faith in the things you deserve and the many ways in which you're worthy to live everything you dream about every single day. So now you know there's no reason to be afraid anymore. It doesn't matter if this moment is 1 or 2 or 5 years down the road. What matters is that it's coming, that you can't stop it, and that every day you are one day closer. Godspeed. From Andrew Gabalich at Teledipity.